Good afternoon, seniors, and thank you for your participation in class today. As you all know, we have just started reading Beowulf. It is very important that you understand the context and are able to determine which literary term is in use. Remember, you need to spend extra time learning the concepts and themes. I will read a portion of the epic and define a few terms for you. Think about these terms in selection before coming to class. We will have a small group discussion and class discussion tomorrow and look at the original version. I will now read lines 1 through 25 of the translated Beowulf. Hear me, we've heard of Danish heroes, ancient kings and the glory they cut for themselves, swinging mighty swords. How shield made slaves of soldiers from every land, crowds of captives he'd beaten into terror. He traveled to Denmark alone, an abandoned child, but changed his own fate, lived to be rich and much honored. He ruled lands on all sides. Wherever the sea would take them, his soldiers sailed, returned with tribute and obedience. There was a brave king, and he gave them much more than his glory, conceived a son for the Danes, a new leader allowed them by the grace of God. They had lived before his coming, kingless and miserable. Now the Lord of all life, ruler of glory, blessed him with a prince, Beo, whose power and fame soon spread through the world. Shield's strong son was the glory of Denmark. His father's warriors were wound round his heart with golden rings, bound to their prince by his father's treasure. So young men build the future, wisely open-handed in peace, protected in war. So warriors earn their fame, and wealth is shaped with the sword. So a few terms to think about while we read this epic is the German heroic code, which is how a noble person should act. In addition to strength, courage, and honor, these codes should include loyalty, generosity, and hospitality. The heroic code was a great importance in warrior society. A scope is a poet. A weird is fate or destiny. Weird guild is a law upon human life in accordance with rank and paid as compensation to the kindred or lord of a slain person. So again, just think about that before coming to class tomorrow. And now I'm just going to review a few of the characters that we went over today. Beowulf is the main character, the main hero in the story. He's a Geat, and he's the king of the Geats. A Grendel is the bad guy in the story. He's the man-eating monster, and he lives at the bottom of the mountain lake. And then Heorot, if you remember, is the golden guest hall built by the king of the Danish. And it's decorated with all those antlers that, you know, they hunt. So remember and review for tomorrow. And that's it. I hope you have a great Monday.